Yeah, I'll ask him.
Seminole County resident Alan Kornman told Eyewitness News he couldn't believe what a simple Google search turned up about the man speaking at this Islamic center tonight.
It's appalling. In fact, it's inciting violence against gays, and I find that reprehensible.
Dr. Farouk Sekalishvar lives in Iran, according to his online bio, and he's been condemning homosexuals since at least 2013.
Death is the sentence. I mean, look, there's nothing to be embarrassed about this. Death is the sentence.
He admits the Islamic death sentence applies in limited circumstances and is not applicable under U.S. law. But he also says the only way gays and lesbians can be forgiven is to die.
Well, we have to have that compassion for people. With homosexuals, it's the same. Out of compassion, let's get rid of him now.
I asked Reverend Brian Fulwider of the Interfaith Council of Central Florida what he thinks about Sekalishvar's rhetoric.
These issues around homosexuality and the decrying of it or denouncing of it by religion takes away often from our really important tasks of helping our community.
He told me he wishes congregations would focus on helping the poor, the homeless, and the abused instead of persecuting a group that can take care of itself.